Being involved starts with being informed. Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Radio Program on faith, government, policy, and culture. Here's your host, Al Ruskowski.
I'm sure many of you that are listening have seen the videos interviewing an individual from Planned Parenthood about selling the body parts of aborted children. Here with me is Nate Groz. Nate, there was a bill that you testified in support of that would adopt a Fetal Dignity Protection Act to state that we should properly care for the child that a mother just aborted.
Well, that's right, Al. This was a very heated and emotional committee hearing in judiciary on this bill. But we know that life is valuable and worth protecting and respecting. And that's what this bill was about. It's to help ensure that no person within Nebraska can profit from the sale of human fetal tissue that's obtained from a dead baby after an abortion or a stillbirth. While this is written in federal law, we want this same protection to be provided at the state level to further safeguard and ensure that this extremely unethical and grotesque practice is illegal and closely monitored in Nebraska. The bill is a response to the series of videos from the Center for Medical Progress that exposed Planned Parenthood's dealings and the apparent sale of baby body parts. We were appalled and disheartened by these videos, like thousands of people across our state were, because there is value in every human life, and we know that babies should be worth more alive than dead.
Nate, Senator Al Davis introduced this bill that would make it illegal here in the state of Nebraska to profit from an aborted baby body parts. Do you think there's much probability that this bill will be passed by the state legislature?
You know, Al, the legislature will only be able to get to the priority bills, and unfortunately, LB 990, the Fetal Dignity Protection Act, does not have a priority tag. It's very unlikely that it will ever be heard by the legislature this session, and it may not even be able to get out of the Judiciary Committee.
If you'd like to learn more about issues that we face, do contact us at Nebraska Family Alliance.
Thanks for listening to NFA's Daily Radio Program. If you'd like more information about issues affecting Nebraska families or any of the resources mentioned, call us at 1-888-777-5188 or visit our website at nebraskafamilyalliance.org.